The music of Henry Purcell, the 17th century English composer, getting us to the bottom of the clock. You're with the New Classical FM. Mark Wigmore with you. The Scott Mission will turn 80 in 2021. Morris and Annie Zeidman started the organization in 1941 to serve the needs of the most vulnerable in the community through strength found in faith and community. And the mission continues all these years later, looking to feed, shelter, and clothe our fellow citizens who have found themselves down a tough road. But it's, of course, more than physical items. It's about building up our friends to take on a new day. The Scott Mission employs a dedicated staff and boasts 2,500 volunteers. That said, you can make a difference this holiday season by donating to the New Classical FM and Zoomer Radio's 12th annual Holiday Hope Fund in support of the Scott Mission. Along with food and clothing, we're welcoming Christmas toys for children who wouldn't otherwise receive much this year. Holly Thompson of the Scott Mission joins us this afternoon to launch the 2020 Holiday Hope Fund. Welcome.
Hi, Mark. Welcome. Thank you for having me.
I'm so glad that you're here. Tell us about the work that you do with the mission.
Yeah, so this is the 12th year of the Holiday Hope Fund, and like your introduction said, the Scott Mission's been going on for quite a while now. We're best known for our work with homeless people, so we're known for our overnight shelter, hot meals, the programs that happen to support people who are living on the streets or underhoused. We also have a food and clothing bank for families who are in need, and then youth programs as well. So we have after-school programs, a summer camp, and a child care program.
It's pretty rewarding for someone like yourself to be involved in this. What keeps you going with the work? Can you share a story with us that maybe has had great meaning to you over the years? I'm sure there's many, but maybe you wouldn't mind taking us inside the operation a little.
Yeah, it's a really special place to be, and especially at the holidays. So part of my job is to be there on holidays like Christmas and Thanksgiving. So it's truly a pleasure and a privilege to be there for people who have nowhere else to go on such special days. I'll always remember a few years ago, we were setting up for Christmas meals, and our donors had sent in cards that had little well wishes and prayers and messages for the people who were going to come in for the hot meal. And this lady came in, and she was in a rough place and looked at the card and read it. And it said something really simple on it, like, I hope the new year is a better one for you, and you deserve more, kind of thing. And she just wept. She wept and wept and wept. And Peter, our CEO, and I talked to her for quite a while, just about where she was at in her life and what that message had meant to her. So, you know, you mentioned Morris and Annie Zeidman. Their motivation was their faith, and then also a belief in community. And to be a community for someone at a rough moment in their life, let alone, you know, it being Christmas, is pretty special.
If you're just joining us, Holly Thompson is with us from the Scott Mission. The New Classical FM and Zoomer Radio's 12th annual Holiday Hope Fund is underway, and we're looking to provide food, clothing, and children's toys this holiday season. What kind of year are we looking at? How pressing is this Holiday Hope Fund in 2020, maybe compared to other years?
Yeah, I mean, it's always important, and your listeners have been so faithful and generous to us, but 2020 has been a rough year for everyone, and it's been particularly difficult for people who are the people that we generally serve. So people who were already struggling to make a working income, or people who were living on the streets, they literally have nowhere to go, right? There's nowhere to go during the day. Because places aren't open as much as they have been in the past. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be so important that we're there for them during this Christmas season.
So I think we can perk up and think about donating this year. Now, how can we donate? I know a monetary would probably be the easiest way and maybe the best way to make it totally effective to your clients and so on. But I guess we can actually look at physical items and clothing and that sort of thing as well. So take us through how we can best donate.
Sure. Sure. Dollars are always really appreciated. We're able to use your money really efficiently to provide the best support for people.
You're the experts. Yeah.
People can donate online or by calling us.
I'll give all the details in just a moment. Yeah, for sure.
That they can also, we're also in need of winter clothing, so coats and boots and layers for the whole family. So for men, women, children, all of those things are really needed. So people can help in all of those different ways.
I think if we're in driving in a vehicle right now and we're starting to feel this cold weather coming on, we can just imagine what it would be like to try and deal with that all day long throughout the night and so on. So important.
Yeah, really dropped in weather today.
Yeah.
We've really noticed it today, yeah.
A good reminder. The New Classical FM and Zoomer Radio's 12th Annual Holiday Hope Fund. You can help men, women, and children with your monetary donation. You can make a cash, check, or credit card donation. The number to call, I'll give it to you a couple times here, 416-923-2400. Again, 416-923-2400. And as Holly just mentioned, of course, the website, very easy to remember, scottmission.com, Scott with two T's, scottmission.com. And certainly your help would be ideal in 2020. And Holly Thompson, thank you for sharing a few stories. Thank you for telling us about the Hope Fund this year and all the work you do.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You're with the Oasis here on the New Classical FM.